Hello.
Sorry it didn't come home. Second place, that'll go on the fridge. It's going on my fridge. And it'll go on the country's fridge. We'll get the next one, and we'll win some Olympic medals in Tokyo, shall we? Olympic medals for all. Now on with the show! Welcome back to Ant and Dec with knives?
Oh! 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 God! Oh! Oh, pet! Oh! 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 Oh, God! Oh! What are you doing?
All right, welcome to Sketching Out.
Episode 7.
Yep, we did it. We reached the big 7. What famous sevens are there?
7-Eleven. 7 Samurai.
7 Harry Potter books. 7 Swans Are Swimming, which would probably be 2 adult swans and 5 baby swans, because adult swans are territorial. If you got 7 swans together, it would probably be a bit... it wouldn't be Christmassy.
Mm-mm.
Ant and Dec with knives. What was that about?
That was the last episode of Ant and Dec's... Well, anything they've done together.
Is it?
Well, one of them definitely died.
Yeah. Who?
If I could discern the oohs from the ahs, it sounds like, surprisingly... that Dec got Ant, I think.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, so the little one got the big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lower center of mass.
Right, and
more steady.
He was closer to his femoral artery.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet Ant is constantly terrified that Dec is closer to his femoral artery than Ant is to Dec's.
Yeah, well, Dec often, he's always looking at Ant's femoral artery.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at old episodes of whichever show they do, you can see that Dec is, instead of staring at Ant in the eyes, he's looking at his groin.
Pulsating femoral artery.
Yeah.
Thinking, if they ever do an Ant and Dec with knives, I'm going to win.
I'll be ready.
Yeah. Do you like Ant and Dec? You'd have to be awful not to like them. So what do you, you like them, right?
Yeah, I like them.
Are you an Ant or a Dec?
Which one?
Let us know.
What are we? I mean, you're slightly taller than me. So,
yep.
I guess you're Ant.
Okay, so I'm the messy one.
Oh, because he has a drinking problem, or he's untidy.
I was going for the untidiness.
Oh,
yeah. He doesn't clean up his
deck. Yeah. Will you clean your deck?
This deck?
He's filthy. Deck's been running around
social,
in the garden.
Social services come and take deck away.
And it's like, what have you been feeding him? I let him, you know, he helps himself to things he finds in the kitchen. And
this is a malnourished Ant. No, Dec. This is a malnourished Dec Ant. What do you know about Ant and Dec?
Well, not a lot. Now that since we've been doing this recording, I've realized I don't know that much about them. But how well does anybody really know them? I mean, as in...
Can anyone ever know an Ant or a Dec?
I mean, as in, I saw them on TV all the time growing up. That's all I
with
know.
Doing what?
Just talking, shooting the shit. They're being
but like
being
where?
Funny.
Like BBC Parliament? What shows did you watch?
Did they do Children in Need one year?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so, maybe.
They did Biker Grove.
What was Biker Grove?
Kids show about a place called Biker Grove, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? What's the place?
Premise is, you know, bikers, like,
yeah, sure,
yeah. Basically, they start a suburb and call it Biker Grove, and it's about Ant and Dec not wanting to be bikers. And frankly, they're not that big on groves, but it's difficult when you grew up in a biker society to want to just leave and start an ITV show called Saturday Night Takeaway.
When all you've known is Biker Grove.
All you've known all your life is the Grove, the bikers. But they bought a bike. No, they
a
stole
tandem.
They stole a bike, and they drove off into the sunset from Biker Grove.
Oh.
And in Biker Grove now, they won't have ITV on.
Oh, I see, in protest.
All right. We've got 2 more sketches for you today. The first one is called Minute.
Tonight, we announce breaking news that an asteroid certain to end all life as we know it has been discovered for the first time and is due to hit our humble planet in approximately 60 seconds. We are just getting reports in now of the United States accusing China of having known all along about the asteroid and having kept the information secret. Asked if impending doom might cause the great nation to reconsider its position on keeping secrets in the future, China has responded, no. We now go to Peter Debernier, live in London.
I'm here in our once great capital city, which now looks small in comparison to another bigger rock in the sky, to ask late-night city workers why they remain at their desks. James Saffron, you haven't yet called your loved ones. Do you think you will at some stage in the next 30 seconds?
We'll see, Peter. I mean, the market opens early tomorrow morning, and if I don't crunch the numbers by then the only flaming rock of death I'm going to be facing is my bank balance.
You coming for a pint, James?
Yes, I'll be there in a minute. But, Mr. Saffron, listen, Pete, and I know this might not be the most popular view out there, but I don't remember anyone asking me if I wanted an asteroid, and now that it's here, well, I'm sorry, but it's not a good time for me. Don't get me wrong, I expect people who have less to lose to care more about this asteroid, but I can't say that I share their concerns.
Sorry to cut you off there, Peter, but we're just getting word in at the studio of the world leaders, in acknowledgement of their now clearly baseless priorities, sitting down to a ceremonious meal in which they shall eat their own hats. Search hashtag Fedora Rocher on social media to watch the live eating, or tune in at 10 for highlights. Meanwhile, we've sampled for you the following tweets amidst nationwide concerns that hat eating, not asteroids, causes 5G. But for this reporter, the imminent events carry a more somber tone. Here, at the end of all things, at the snuffing of candles' brief flame, at the final peel of a cheese string. I am forced to face that, like many of you, I dedicated my life to the pursuit of wealth, status, and power. And now, as I stare into the void, I wish to share with you the emptiness of such a life, such that we may, if only for a moment, hold dear values of real substance. Values of humility, of compassion, and of love. Good night, and God bless us all.
And cut.
God bless us all. Look, yeah, whoever drafted this script, just do more 5G stuff next time, will you?
That was Minute.
That was longer than a minute.
Yeah, it's not believable.
We're fools.
It's definitely not to be nominated for most accurate sketch of the decade. Yeah.
Yeah.
An award that all up-and-coming comedians have their eyes on.
Yep. The final peel of a cheese string was very beautiful writing.
Oh,
how did you?
Thank you.
Did you steal this from someone? I assume.
No, I was. I love cheese strings.
Still, as a 28-year-old man,
more than ever, actually. Because yeah, I'm still 27,
you baby,
for another few weeks.
Ugh. How did they come up with cheese strings? It's like, you know cheese. It's like, yes.
And you know string, right?
Where is this going?
Oh, hang on, I lost it.
Listen, all right? You're a good employee at this cheese company.
Yeah, all right? Thank you.
But you need to give up your dreams of having cheese in string form. It can't be done. We tried. We've lost 4 engineers to this task.
And we'll lose many more if we don't get it in string form. You have no vision. I can't stand another day at this company.
We did a survey of the population about should cheese be in block form or string form.
Well, that was
a
mistake.
You know what? It was 51% for block form.
But don't you understand? That means that 49%...
Security!
No, I'm telling you, Harry, you gotta listen to me! You gotta listen to me!
Take him out of here!
You gotta listen! Cheese is supposed to be like string! Like string! Do you remember the adverts for cheese string?
There was the mascot with the peeled head.
As in the mascot for cheese string? As in the guy on the packet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, what was the advert?
So there's a couple I remember. One is when there's a kid on the bus and he's styling the cheese string in the form of people's hairstyles that he can see.
Okay. Then someone starts peeling him.
The cheese comes.
Yeah,
the cheese
gets
on the bus and sits behind him.
Yeah.
he's like, you think this is funny?
Let's see how you
piece
like
of shit.
Let's see how and you
just,
like it.
He's just got the cheese, just got his fingers in his nose and he's just prizing his face apart.
And he's...
and and people have never seen anything so horrible before on a bus.
No,
but this is a London bus as well, where horrible stuff happens all the time.
But a very successful ad campaign. Anyway, enough about cheese strings. Let's get back to the sketch. But yeah, I mean, if the asteroid was big enough, couldn't it just split the planet in half?
Oh, that's it. It's amazing. I can't believe I didn't even think of that. Like, just go straight through the middle.
Yeah, I'm not talking like
that. And then we'd have, we'd have two Earths.
Oh, that would be great. We'd have two Earths.
Two Earths, because we're always going on about how we've only got one planet. We need to look after the planet.
Yeah.
What are we going to do when we have some more planet? But now it's like, well, it will be all right because we've got another one.
We can't say that anymore.
No.
It's like, we've only got two Earths.
We've only got two Earths, so don't worry too much now, but after this Earth...
After this planet and the next planet, there's only four planets we've got left, okay? So litter, but not too much. Save some littering for the next planet. So if this was going to happen,
yeah,
and there was like 12 hours to go, and you start hearing, you hear that there's a way out. So there's a ship. There's a few ships
a spaceship
in every country. Yeah.
Okay.
That will take the creme of the creme to Mars. How would you swindle yourself onto it? Excuse me, sir. Can I take your name? Are you on the list?
Yeah, I should be. I'm the creme de la creme.
Okay. All right. Could I name?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
I should be on there.
Looks like...
I should be on there.
How do you spell Obama?
It's O-B-A.
One second. This is
M-A.
This list isn't in an alphabetical order. We didn't have much time.
No worries. Oh, there I am. I'm right there. See? There you go. All right. I'm just going on now.
All right. One second, sir.
By the way, I wanted a kosher meal for the ship.
Yeah,
I assume you have those.
We do. If you just wait here, sir, for a second, I just need to... Hey, that's not Barack Obama, sir. Can you explain yourself, sir?
Well, who are they? Who's that?
Who are you?
I'm Woody Allen.
My name is Barack Obama.
He's not Barack Obama. I am.
Okay, so you'd pretend to be Barack Obama. You wouldn't pretend to be...
That was all I could think of at the time.
So you're still sticking with Barack Obama.
No,
I'm going to give you a chance to switch.
Yeah, I'm going to switch. Okay,
is your name on this list, sir?
Yes.
Name?
It's Richard Branson.
Richard Branson, okay.
Yeah.
Are you the pickle guy?
Ah, in another life.
Right.
No, I'm the virgin guy.
Okay.
And tell you what.
Well, let's see what we can do about that, sir.
Tell you what, I just want to say how helpful you've been with this whole process.
That's all right,
sir. I like it. No. You know, it's people in your line of work don't get enough thanks, and you do a fantastic job.
Listen, thank you.
Tell you what, let's go for a pint sometime on my island.
Okay.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is...
Are you on this list? I'll tell you what.
I'm Michael Gove.
I've got a pen, Michael.
Yeah.
I'm going to just write your name on this list here. And I'll tell you what, if anybody says otherwise, you tell them Richard Branson put your name there.
Okay.
And you'll get on this spaceship.
Thank you very much. You're very kind,
no,
Mr.
No,
Branson.
No, not at all. I look forward to seeing you on board.
I'd look forward to
you
it.
You want a kosher meal?
I'd love a kosher meal. It would be
great.
Nice.
Maybe
we could catch a film on the plane.
Yeah,
on,
we'll see.
On the, yeah.
We'll see. I like to sleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's, I completely understand. But let's catch up in the future. Hey, have a drink on me. No, you should probably, can I get a drink from you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can have one of my drinks.
Okay, thank you, because I don't think, I'm in economy.
Oh.
For the trip to Mars.
Oh, well, tell you what, Michael, I've got a pen.
Yeah.
Where's the Virgin Upper List?
Virgin Upper List.
Here it is.
I brought it with me. Okay.
I'll write your name on here. Anyone says anything to you, you tell them Richard Branson put you on the Virgin Upper List.
Okay. All right. That's so nice of you.
And we'll get a drink on board.
Okay. So what seat should I be in? Am I at the top of the ship or am I at the bottom of the ship?
In the middle.
In the middle of the ship. That's nice.
Yeah.
Like before I was right by the thrusters.
Yeah.
Awful
noisy.
Very noisy, hot.
Yeah.
I was actually in the bit of the ship that was going to detach and go back into the atmosphere.
Okay. Yeah.
All the rest of it.
Yeah.
Set
yeah.
Off,
Michael. So. Michael. Listen.
Yeah.
I've been staring at this asteroid.
You must be exhausted. Sorry, I've been keeping you.
No, not at all. But my eyes are stinging.
Yeah. You need to go, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Long trip ahead.
Oh, yeah. Where are we going? Do you know?
Mars.
Mars,
Elon,
that's right.
Elon. Yeah, we're staying at Elon's place.
Ah, Are we?
Which will be nice. No, he's a gracious host.
All right. I think that's probably good for that.
All right, well, next sketch. Adam, please.
The next sketch today is called Bus.
This bus will wait a short time for a change of drivers to take place.
Yes, we know. Just get on with it. How long have we been waiting?
10 years.
I'm going to say something in a minute.
10 years? What a long time. What are some other things that you've had to wait a long time for?
Deliveroo have been fucking around recently, actually, if I may say. I've been wanting to talk about them for a while.
Here's Adam on Deliveroo.
Deliveroo are not that good.
Sponsored by Just Eat.
They're not that good.
Yeah.
And they're ludicrously expensive. I can't believe I'm such an idiot for spending the amount of money on. I don't even get takeaway that often.
Yeah.
But when I do, it's just like, how did I just spend 25 to 30 quid
wow
on a meal?
What do you mean the ex- as in
even KFC
what do you mean
runs
Deliveroo
like,
is expensive is in the food?
They hike the price.
They hike up the price.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. Well, it comes to your house. This it's quite convenient.
I know.
You could go out and get it. You lazy millennial.
This is the problem.
Yeah,
you're right. I am going to start doing it though, I swear.
What?
Going out? Yeah.
Are you?
Yes. I'm sick. It's too expensive. I can't. Well, yeah, it's just too much money, to be honest. And also, it's like, it's just not worth it. It comes cold. You have to pay for Uber Eats. You have to pay a priority fee.
What is that?
Okay, many of you will have noticed this, that not only do you pay an admin fee, a service fee, and the fee for your actual food, plus the commission, which I guess is fair to some extent, but you also have to pay a priority fee. And if you look at the information on priority fee, it says, this is just an extra thing you can get that makes sure your food comes directly to you from the restaurant. And I'm like,
where would it come by?
Where the fuck else would I want it to go first?
Yeah. You know what? Here's something.
Yeah.
I had to wait many years to get a pet. But yesterday, I picked up a kitten.
You did? Which I was surprised about.
What?
Even though you told me you were getting the kitten.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to get it yesterday.
I decided,
you showed me about it the day before.
No, I decided to stop being all fart, no poo. And just, I thought, you know what? I could die tomorrow. Let's grab life by the kitten. So I grabbed a kitten. It's not scratch and sniff.
I beg your pardon.
Don't worry.
What does it smell of?
Cat. It smells like cat.
That's
I don't
what
know.
You want.
Cats smell like cats.
Yeah.
Dogs smell like dogs. That's how it is.
Excuse me.
Nothing I can do about it.
Excuse me. I bought this cat. Yeah. And have a smell. Go on. Take it. Have a smell. What does that smell like to you? Does that smell like cat?
It smells a bit like cat, I guess. But it's just...
You absolute fibber. I will never buy from this shop again. My cat smells like dog. Everybody knows it. You know it. I know it.
Look.
Even the cat knows it.
Look, right? Okay, I'm on a level with you. It is a dog. But...
I beg your pardon.
It's a dog. All right? Listen. All right.
Did you just call my cat a dog? Excuse me.
What did you just say? It's a dog. Okay? I sold you a dog. You kept calling it a cat. And I was going along with it. Frankly, I wasn't sure about your state of mind. If you were. But it's good that you've come round. Now I could take the dog back and sell you a cat if you'd like. And I promise this cat will not be a dog.
Show me this cat. Where is this cat you're talking about?
All right, one sec.
Come here, dog.
There you go. One cat. Yeah, you're right.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Go on.
I can't believe you tried to convince me I was insane and thought that my cat was a dog.
Yeah.
When really, you just can't admit that your cats smell like dogs, your dogs smell like cats, and your lizards... you don't even have any lizards. What sort of a pet shop is this? No lizards. I'm out of here.
We do have lizards in the back. But they do smell like goat. You'd think the goats would smell like lizards, but they don't.
What is this? Some sort of clown pet shop?
Listen, all right. This is a unique selling point of my pet shop. This is pet shop town, okay? If we're all trying to compete with each other, how are we meant to stand out from the crowd?
So your answer
to that. My pets smell like other pets. That's the only way I can get business.
Why would anybody want that? Who comes in here and buys these pets? Who have you sold pets to? Name some names.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama bought a... I refuse to believe that Barack Obama would buy a pet that smelled like a different kind of animal.
All right, okay.
That doesn't sound like something he'd do.
Yeah, he did. He bought a...
Barack Obama's a close personal friend of mine. He's never done anything like that in his life. And you're telling me now, at the age of... I don't know how old he is.
Listen, he's not the Barack Obama you're thinking of. The Barack Obama I know from home. He went to a different school. You don't know him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, who else?
Chris Tarrant. Chris Tarrant came in looking for a cat that, I quote, would smell like $1 million. He came in, he said, "Hello, this is Chris Tarrant here from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?" And I was like, "Hello, Chris Tarrant, how can I be of service?" He said, I've got £1 million here, and I was wondering if you could make me a cat that would smell like it.
I actually thought it was a little bit odd that Chris Tarrant came in and asked for $1 million as opposed to £1 million.
He got confused. He's getting on. He tried to play fastest finger first with the rabbits.
And he still lost.
Yeah,
he lost. He don't even have fingers.
He's only got 4 fingers left.
Not fast enough, Chris. Brutal games.
Yeah. Fastest finger, yeah.
I can't believe how long it was on TV with all those severed
fingers in guillotines.
Yeah.
Just, he's like, "Who wants to play? Who wants to be a millionaire?" And everyone, they're all just sweating.
Who would you phone? Which friend would you phone?
I wouldn't call you.
Thanks.
You might pick up.
Right.
You'd pick up, but what use are you going to be to me?
Well, it depends on the question.
Okay.
I know.
If it was a question about
ask
Chris,
me a question.
Okay. Who was the first man?
Adam.
Yeah. Shit. Okay, I'll ask you another question.
Okay.
All right. "Hi, Adam. It's Chris Tarrant here from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire."
Oh, hello, Chris.
Hello. Well, we've got Phil here. He's on £500,000. He's on for $1 million.
Take the money. Take it.
No, he's just got one more question. He's decided to play. Here we go. So next voice you'll hear is Phil's. And thank you for joining us. All right, I'm Chris Tarrant from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Okay. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Phil.
How's it going?
It's all right, but I got this Deliveroo.
Right.
And I paid an arm and a leg for it.
Yeah.
And when it came, it took ages to come.
Right.
I was waiting for...
Adam, who won the 1996 Academy Award?
Mystic River.
I don't think it was Mystic River. I'll ask the audience.
Okay. This is Chris from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Chris Tarrant, ask the audience.
He has to call all of them individually.
So he takes each of the votes individually. It's like, everyone, you'll have a sheet of paper and you've got A, B, C, and D. No, you see, someone's drawn a smiley face in this box. We're going to have to discard. You spoiled your ballot.
Mel Gibson got Best Director.
Oh, Braveheart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Braveheart.
So with a few lifelines, I reckon I would have got it. Malcolm's written in and he said, "Phil and Adam, I listen to your podcast and though I like some of it, I have noticed that you have not yet once discussed your plans for a zombie apocalypse and what you would do in this situation." Yeah. Malcolm, thank you for writing in.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Absolutely right.
Good to hear from Malcolm again.
Coldplate is always willing to accept constructive criticism.
Yes, we took on board what you said about Adam's laugh. We've got him some therapy that's starting next week.
Very soon.
Very soon, okay. And then if that doesn't work, then we'll put him under the knife. Okay? Anyway, back to Malcolm. So how are you going to survive for the longest amount of time if we say that's the goal?
I like that you defined the goal. Yeah. Nice. Okay, so what do I need? I need food. I need supplies. Yeah. I need companionship, which I've got. That's you.
Oh, I'm coming with you, am I?
And the cat.
We'll take the kitten.
We'll take the kitten.
We'll take Rosie.
Well, we got to get out of London.
But they're coming.
We'll steal a Range Rover.
Okay. How are we going to steal a Range Rover? Do you know how to hotwire a car?
No. Yes. Red to blue.
Red to blue.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be fine. We'll do it.
Well, red to blue a Range Rover and we'll start driving.
Okay.
We'll drive.
There's traffic.
We mount the curb.
Good.
Plow.
I hope you'd say that.
We plow through pedestrians.
Oh, gosh. Do we pick up anyone on the way?
Yes.
Who? A ragtag bunch of misfits.
Yes, exactly. I'd like to find someone who has a lot of regrets in life and is complicated but trying to do the right thing and thinks that this... And this is, in many ways, the destruction of everything around them is presenting a new hope, an opportunity.
I'd like at least one person with a very severe criminal background that we don't learn about until later on.
Yes, 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 yes. When we also pick up a police, when we also pick up an inspector, okay, who was working on the very case that this person is thought to have perpetrated, but they got away because there wasn't enough evidence.
Okay.
And they don't realize at first that it's each other because it's been 10 years. But then the criminal realizes when the police, when the inspector first starts talking about this case they were working on.
Right.
And how they know the son of a bitch that did it.
How do they not just see him?
They're not that well, though. They don't know what he looks like.
Right.
Because he's grown a beard.
Okay. Right, they don't recognize him from the beard.
Beard and sunglasses and hat. And they were saying, hey, man, why don't you take off your sunglasses and hat? He's like, nah, I'm okay.
Right. Where are we heading for? What's the destination?
I'm going to go south where it's warmer.
Are you?
I'd rather die in the warm.
Interesting.
And also it's closer to the sea.
I think we're making a big mistake going south. I say we get to Scotland.
Scotland?
Yeah.
Oh, because there's mountains.
We go and hide out in the Highlands.
All right.
Okay. But that's going to require a lot of travel, though.
Yes, I was just going to say.
But
too much
long term.
I don't think you thought this through.
This thing's going to spread fast, man. People are going to, someone's going to get bitten and be like, oh, man, that kind of hurts, but I've got to get this train to Manchester. And they'll be like, oh, I'll just get on this train. Next thing, you've got a whole train full of zombies arriving in Manchester, and then it's exponential.
It's so annoying as well, because there were loads of signs and loads of media reportings that were playing in all the stations.
Do not.
If you've been bitten.
Don't get on a train.
Or have blood thirst.
Yeah.
Do not board a train. And this person just like. Oh,
but it was very difficult because there was also.
This doesn't apply to me.
This was all. There was also counter propaganda from the zombies.
Oh, yes.
They get on. Why not travel on a train?
There's plenty of brain up there.
Yeah. Trains on brain. Brains on trains.
Brains have barely been devoured.
Brains on trains. Brains on trains. And then everyone gets. And then they get on the train. Anyway, so then they arrive in Manchester. So we've got to beat a train there.
The zombies, meanwhile, we're sitting here talking about our plan. But much like chess, this is a two-player game. And we have not considered our opponent, the zombies. What is the zombies' plan?
Eat brains.
Sure.
By any means necessary.
What are these means? What
they
are the
don't have. They don't have any rules, Adam.
No, they don't have any rules.
The one rule What's of zombies is you don't talk about the rules of zombies.
What's so, the second rule?
The second rule contradicts the first rule in most ways. But
it's a confusing manifesto. Yeah, the zombies are looking for a more coherent leadership.
The third rule is no shirt, no service. So the person who released this zombie virus.
Oh, yeah.
Probably getting fired. Hey, boss. Listen, do you have a minute?
Yeah. Come in.
Can we just go into the...
I'm very busy, so let's keep this brief, okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, you know how we've known each other a long time, haven't we, David?
Yeah, long time.
We were together at chemical school.
Oh, chemical school, those were the good times.
Oh,
yes. You're making me reminisce again.
And then, of course...
I don't have time to reminisce. I'm a boss. I'm your boss.
Listen. Yes. We took different paths in life. You went down more the managerial side.
That's right, Jim.
More the biochemical warfare side of things.
That's right, Jim.
That's right. Now
you were always the better chemist.
Thank you.
I'll give you that.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.
But I'm in charge now.
You are in charge. Now look, remember how we've known each other for so many years. You know how you put me in charge of that Project X? Now listen...
Yeah, Jim.
There was a new guy. We got that new intern guy, your nephew. He asked if he could hold it.
Sandy, how's Sandy doing?
He's okay.
I'll be honest, he's a bit of a dunce. Never thought much of my brother, and I'm not surprised that he produced such a pathetic son. But I love him, and I want to see him rise through the ranks.
Now listen, I'm sure he'll make a great biochemical warfare manager one day.
Mm.
But he'll take after his uncle, I'm sure. However... It might be difficult for him to, how can I say this, do any work.
Excuse me? Why?
Because, do you know what happened to the rats we gave Project X
to
Jim, by chance? Jim, Jim.
You can get the memo. Honestly, you get the memo about Project X rats?
Listen, I think if you knew what it was to be a manager, you wouldn't be asking such ridiculous questions. No, I do not know what happened to the rats.
Right.
In Project X.
No problem. I should probably get you up to speed on that. Listen, the rats, they started eating each other's heads.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And so we kind of thought we should probably, you know, keep it Project X safe within a glass case and laser tripwires and everything.
Ah, yeah, good thinking.
But obviously,
I hope it didn't cost too much.
No. Oh, no. Well within budget.
You wouldn't be going over budget now, would you, Jim?
Well within budget. That's boss. Right. But I'm not going to lie. The cheapness of the laser defense system that we bought allowed for your nephew,
cost effective,
to make his way through it. Unbelievable gymnastic ability, by
what
the
you,
way.
What are you trying to say?
He managed to. He dropped Project X.
What?
He dropped Project X on the floor, and then he ate it.
He dropped Project X,
and then he ate it off the floor.
He's such a dunce. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Well, what are you saying? What's happened to him?
I think it's best if I show you. Why don't we just step out? I'll just close the door because he's So anyway.
Well, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me, Jim? You're saying there's something wrong with my nephew.
Yes, David.
I can't believe this.
I can't believe this.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? Yeah, he's different.
I'm just worried about what's going to happen if he...
He's going to be the best goddamn manager of biochemical warfare projects you've ever seen or heard of. He'll be better than me.
He couldn't be better than you, David.
Maybe not me.
Look, okay.
Listen here, Mr. Scientist. My nephew... Dunce, zombie, or otherwise.
I never said zombie, but now that you've said that, I actually couldn't think of the word before, but you'd be right. That is the right word.
Are you calling my nephew a zombie?
I think I wanted to deny it at first because of the horrible repercussions that would come from such an event, but I think you might be right here, boss. I think we're talking zombie. I think we're going to have to self-isolate for a few weeks.
No.
Well...
No, I can't.
Why? I mean, it might cost the company.
I can't. I know that you have absolutely no idea.
Listen, David. Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't you raise your
voice. No, you need to take this seriously now, David.
Jim, what are you saying?
No, I'm done. I'm done, David. Listening to your crap. Okay, your nephew has obviously become the undead and has been whispering to me for the last 6 minutes that he would quite like to sniff the inside of my head, and that would be it, he'd promise. But I have a sneaky suspicion that he wants to... Yes, I'm going to say it. He wants to eat my brain and your brain, and he doesn't care what happens to us afterwards. And your deficiencies as a manager have really come into prominence in the past few minutes, okay? And I was going to ask you, actually, if you wanted to be my companion during the zombie apocalypse. But you know what? I'm just going to go. I'm going to go alone. And you can deal with your nephew, and you can deal with your uncle, who, you know the reason you don't like him very much? Do you want to know the real reason you don't like him very much?
Why don't I like him, Jim?
Because he's better than you. And because your wife loves him. And I love him. You heard me. I dropped Project X. I thought I could make a new life in the zombie apocalypse with your brother and his wife. What do you think of that, David?
Jim.
If that is your real name.
Jim, if you're planning on accusing my nephew of whispering that he wanted to sniff your head, you'd better have some proof. Because let me tell you something, Jim. No one out there is going to believe some scientist over Jim, the manager. Just think about how crazy that sounds for a minute. And if you ever tell anyone these fictions again, listen. I will see to it that you never work on any other project alphabetical lettered name or any project.
What? No, not any project.
Any project in the biochemical warfare industry ever again.
Well,
you can work in others.
I can work in...
You can work in others. It's not that bad. Just don't tell anyone about this, okay?
Okay, you've got a safe face.
You might. You might say that. You might think it, and it might be true, but I haven't said it.
Look, I'm sorry about what I said about your brother. It's not how I wanted it to come out. But,
being a manager is not all fun and games, Jim.
It doesn't look like it. Who'd want to be boss, huh? Heavy I told you head. This, you numbnut, before you took the job.
I was greedy, Jim. I was greedy and I felt inadequate.
Well...
Now, we're no closer to deciding what to do about these zombies.
If you'd like to come with us in the car during the zombie apocalypse, let us know at coldplatescomedy.com.
Tell us what you'd add to the story.
And thank you to Malcolm.
Yes, thank you, Malcolm.
That was a very good question. You didn't need to send it 389 times, but we've answered that one now, Malcolm. So please stop playing music outside my flat at 4 a.m.
And on this occasion, Malcolm, we did read all 389 emails, but in future, if there are what appear to be duplicate emails from people, we're not going to read subsequent ones. So please try and get everything into one email.
Straight in the bin. Okay, well, let's round it off. Bring her home, Adam.
Thank you for joining us on our zombie apocalypse adventure.
Thank you so much. You've been so kind.
In episode 7, the big 7.
The big 7. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
People said, imagine if you managed to get 7 episodes out, and we said, let's not think too far
They were
ahead.
Insane. They thought we were mad. Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
Go to coldplatescomedy.com. And please follow us on Spotify and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That is a lot. We've given them a lot to do.
Okay, half of you... Do yes. follow us on Spotify.
Yeah.
And half of you review us reasonably on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And the other half subscribe to the newsletter.
Yeah.
And if okay. there's anybody left over, follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah. If you could organize yourselves to do that, we'd appreciate it. Just talk to each other. Anyway, have a lovely week. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We think you're valuable no matter what you do and who you are.